So far this year, 52,000 unaccompanied children, mostly from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, have made the long journey across Mexico to cross the border into the United States. U.S. Border Patrol agents detain most of them and eventually place some of them with a relative or a foster family in the U.S. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, Republican Michael McCaul, says the Obama administration should have seen this coming.
The tragic fact is these children are making a dangerous journey based on misinformation and the false promise of amnesty.
McCaul, from Texas, says border states like his are completely overwhelmed by the influx of children, and he is calling on the president to take action.
States should not need to protect what is in the federal government's role under our Constitution.
The White House rejected putting guard troops on the border after announcing last week the federal government would open additional detention centers. And Democrats rejected blame, saying Central American children are also seeking refuge in other countries.
It is irresponsible to attribute this crisis to one U.S. policy, or for that matter, one U.S. president.
Many of the children who come across alone are eventually released to the custody of relatives with instructions pending court appearances. Some are deported. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson calls it a humanitarian crisis.
We're talking about large numbers of children without their parents who have arrived at our border hungry, thirsty, exhausted, scared, and vulnerable. How we treat the children, in particular, is a reflection of our laws and our values.
But some Republican lawmakers are frustrated, saying they have been calling for more fences and tougher security along the border.
I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. And we don't have a fence down there, and if we did, we wouldn't have five-year-old children coming across.
Secretary Johnson explained that U.S. law has special provisions for unaccompanied minors.
The law that was created in 2008 requires that we turn these kids over, if they're unaccompanied, to the Department of Health and Human Services within 72 hours generally.
Johnson said the U.S. is working to get the message out to parents in Central America that their children face unacceptable risks coming to the United States and that there are no immigration permits waiting for them. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.